Saving Fish from Drowning by Amy Tan. Read for you by the author, Amy Tan.
The evil that is in the world almost always comes of ignorance, and good intentions may do as much harm as malevolence if they lack understanding. Albert Camus. A pious man explained to his followers, "It is evil to take lives and noble to save them. Each day I pledge to save 100 lives. I drop my net in the lake and scoop out 100 fishes. I place the fishes on the bank where they flop and twirl. Don't be scared, I tell those fishes. I am saving you from drowning." Soon enough, the fishes grow calm and lie still. Yet, sad to say, I am always too late. The fishes expire. And because it is evil to waste anything, I take those dead fishes to market and I sell them for a good price. With the money I receive, I buy more nets so I can save more fishes. Anonymous. A note to the reader. The idea for this book began with a bolt of lightning and a clap of thunder. I was walking on the Upper West Side in Manhattan when I was caught without an umbrella in a fierce summer downpour. I spotted a possible shelter, a handsome brownstone building with gleaming black double doors. A brass plaque read, American Society for Psychical Research. Lured by the possibilities within, I rang the bell and spent the rest of the day perusing the Society's archives. Like the first public library that I visited as a child, the room was jammed floor to ceiling with the leather and cloth spines of old books, little tombstones of ideas and history clothed in midnight blue, purple, brown, and black, the titles imprinted in fading gilt letters. In the center of the room were tall stools, a narrow wooden table, and cabinets housing Dewey Decimal cards. Within A to C, A, I found entries for automatic writing, descriptions of archived messages from the unseen world. They were written in various languages and orthographies, including Chinese, Japanese, and Arabic, reportedly transmitted to people who had no knowledge of the received language. The messages from royalty and famous personages were noteworthy for having signatures verified by the experts. I was especially impressed with the transmissions received from 1913 to 1937 by an ordinary homemaker in St. Louis. Pearl Curran, who had no formal education past the age of 14, and was the recipient of stories from a garrulous ghost named Patience Worth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?